Many people dream of starting their own business, but never do because they're afraid of failing. Many other people dream of becoming rich, but don't become so because they lack the skills and experience. The business skill and experience is where money really comes from. Rich Dad said to me, "The education you receive in school is important, but the education you receive on the street is even better." Starting a business at home, part-time, allows you to learn priceless business skills in subjects such as communication skills, leadership skills, team-building skills, tax law, corporate law, and securities law. These skills or subjects cannot be learned in a weekend course or in a single book or audio program. I continue to study them today, and the more I study them, the more my businesses improve. One reason people learn so much by starting a part-time business is that they start as insiders, insiders in their own business. If someone can learn to build businesses, a whole new world with virtually unlimited financial opportunity becomes available. One of the problems with being in the E, employee quadrant, or the S, self-employed quadrant, however, is that the opportunities are often limited by how hard one person can work and how many hours there are in a day. The entrepreneurial spirit. People invest for two basic reasons: to save for retirement or to make a lot of money. While most of us invest for both reasons, and both are important, it seems that the majority of people lean more towards the first reason. They put money away as savers do and hope it will increase in value over time. They invest, but they are more concerned about losing than winning. I have met many people whose fear of losing prevents them from acting. People need to be true to their emotional senses when investing. If the pain and fear of losing are too great, it is best for that investor to invest very conservatively. Yet if you look at the great wealth of this world, that wealth has not come from cautious investors. The great changes in this world have come from investors backing what my rich dad called the entrepreneurial spirit. As I began to formulate my plans to start my part-time business, Rich Dad was adamant about the spirit with which I undertook this new adventure, the adventure of building a worldwide business. He said, "You build a business because of the challenge. You build a business because it is exciting, and it will require all of you to make it successful." The entrepreneurial spirit is a valuable asset in building a successful B business. Today, many successful capitalists are still entrepreneurs in their hearts. Phase 3. How do you build a strong business? Rich Dad said, "There are three reasons for building a business: to provide you with excessive cash flow, to sell it, or to build a business and take it public." This was Rich Dad's idea of becoming what he called the ultimate investor. It was building a business and taking it public that made Bill Gates, Henry Ford, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, and Anita Roddick very, very wealthy. They were the selling shareholders, while we were all the buying shareholders. They were insiders, while we were outsiders trying to look in. The BI Triangle. In this section of the program, I will be describing what Rich Dad called the BI Triangle, or the Business and Investment Triangle. I use this triangle as a guide to building a business. It outlines the primary technical skills that are required. Rich Dad also felt certain personal traits were required to be a successful entrepreneur. They have vision, the ability to see what others could not see. They have courage, the ability to act despite tremendous doubt. They have creativity, the ability to think outside the box. They have the ability to withstand criticism. There is not one successful person who has not been criticized. They have the ability to delay gratification. It can be very difficult to learn to deny short-term immediate self-gratification in favor of a greater long-term reward. These qualities are also included in the triangle. The BI triangle is framed by three important guideposts: mission, team, and leadership. In an ascending stepladder, the BI triangle has five components: cash flow, communication, business system, legal, and at the very top, product management. Rich Dad calls this triangle the key to great wealth. It represents the knowledge required to be successful on the B, business owner, and I, investor side of the cash flow quadrant. I have modified it a little over the years. Obviously, the amount of material that could be written and needs to be written to cover the information represented by the BI triangle is more than this book could cover. However, we will review the basics.